Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good Sunday morning. Thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time people tune into my show, Home-Based Business 101, here on Sunday mornings on the gospel of working from home. And we thank you for allowing us to use your voice to introduce this show. Really appreciate it. And we want to thank the over 100,000 listening members out there who have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio, truly making this listener-supported radio. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for supporting us. We thank you for listening to the different podcasts that we have done here on this platform. And I can truly say from my wife, Mama Jahi, the Jasari's Love Show, that she appreciates your support, and that Miss Victoria Falk with the Passionate Travel radio show on Mondays appreciates your support. And Miss Falk should be back on the air tomorrow. Today's show is a very exciting show, and what we want to do today is we're covering why the fourth quarter of the year is a great time to start a business. Fourth quarter of the year. You know, all year long, you might have procrastinated on some different things, and you're getting down to what we call wind-down time. We're in the fourth quarter. It's like a football game. In the fourth quarter, it's your last chance to get some points on the board. Your last chance to get some points on the board. Now, what kind of points do we talk about you want to be able to get? Well, one of the things is that it's important is in the book that I'm going to read from this morning, Lower Your Taxes Big Time, by the author Sandy Bakken, who was a former IRS attorney and a private tax consultant for a company. And Mr. Bakken's book is a very, very good book. His first chapter is a kind of chapter that sends off an alarm. Chapter one, why you would be brain dead not to start a home-based business if you don't already have one. Okay. And he talks about that you'll never get rich or get wealthy until you learn to get your taxes down to the legal minimum. Getting your taxes down to the legal minimum. Now, why is it so critical that as we close out this fourth quarter of the year, if you haven't started a home-based business, that you need to do one? Well, one is, if you start a home-based business now, you will be able to write off a lot of home-based business expenses for the last quarter of this year that you weren't able to write off during the rest of the year because you were not in business for yourself. So if you've been on the fence and you've been straddling or someone's been sharing an opportunity with you, I know a lot of people are tuning in to this podcast, this show this morning. We're invited by different colleagues of mine and of looking at a home-based business opportunity in the travel industry. And so if you're one of those people that are tuning in that was invited from one of those folks, then you're at the right place at the right time. And we're going to give you some information this morning that should really help you with making that decision, to really be able to help you with making that decision. We said we want you to look at the possibilities of being able to go in business for yourself starting right now, right now. Why? Because it's going to have an impact on your income tax return. What if we can show you how you could save anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000 per year by starting your own part-time home-based business? You heard me correctly. Anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000 per year. And I know some people probably say, well, you know, I didn't start earlier in the year. You know, starting right now, is it going to make that much of a difference? Yes, it can. I had a client who started her business in the last quarter of the year, and I remember what year it was. Okay, yeah, that was 2013. She started her business in the last quarter of 2013, and it made a difference on her 2014 tax return. She got an extra $4,000 back that she wouldn't have gotten back by not having a home-based business. You probably think, well, how does that work? How did she get an extra $4,000 back? She ended up having some tax liabilities by starting that home-based business in that last quarter of 2013 that enabled her to increase her tax return, lower her tax liabilities, thus causing her to have more money to be able to come back to her in the form of a check that she received in February. So, make a decision now, see an increase in your tax return, and get it by the first or second week of February, which means you can make a decision right now here in this last quarter that gives you like a guaranteed lottery ticket. That's what I like to tell people, because if you sign up now, we're going to help you increase your tax return come tax season. And if you file in that first week of e-filing, what that means by February 15th, you will see that difference in your bank account. You will see that difference in your bank account by making that decision now. So it's like an investment right now. It's like, yeah, you know, you're getting started. You don't know that much of what to do. But believe me, if you sign up with the right people, coach you into what you need to do and how you need to do what you need to do so that you can get off to a fast start. And by getting off to a fast start, that will enable you to position yourself to get a larger tax return. And you probably say, well, what's all this hoopla about home-based business and home-based business taxes? Well, first of all, you need to understand that there are really two sets of tax laws in this country. One is for employees. It allows deductions for normal employee items such as individual retirement accounts, 401Ks, if you have one set up by your company, interest and property taxes on your home and charity. Then there are the laws for small and home-based business people who conduct their business either full or part-time. In addition to the tax deduction employees can get, small business people can deduct with proper documentation, their house, their spouse, by hiring them, their business vacations, their cars, food with colleagues. They can also put up a pension plan that makes any government plan seem paltry by comparison and deduct most of their vacation trips if they continue to combine them with an appropriate amount of business. So there's a lot of different things you can do by having a home-based business. Let's look at this example here. The example below shows how a woman named Lori, who earned $20,000 salary, took home only $956 after she deducted all of her work-related expenses, yet she could have netted the entire $20,000 had she earned it in a home-based business. This is an increase of almost 18 times her take-home pay as an employee. It illustrates why having more than one job in the family does not produce any more effect on people's bank accounts because of the tax laws. Let's assume a husband earns $40,000 per year, which is $3,400 per month, and his wife, I'm calling her Lori, wasn't working. They had more months than money. Sound familiar? Lori subsequently got an administrative job for $20,000 per year. When examining the economics of getting this extra income for the family, the results were startling. Lori had to pay federal and state taxes on her new income since they filed jointly, and the family's combined income was what established their tax bracket. She paid $4,845 in new federal and state taxes, most of which were non-deductible. Lori has Social Security withheld from her paycheck at a rate of 7.65%, which amounted to an additional non-deductible amount of $1,530 being extracted from her. She also had to commute to work 10 miles a day, round trip, which is probably conservative for most people. This resulted in non-deductible commuting costs of $1,469. Roy also has child care expenses that gave a partial tax credit. Quinn figured that the amount spent over and beyond the tax credit was $6,250 per year. Lori also ate out each day with colleagues, spending on an average of $7 per day for lunch, 5 days per week. The result is in a non-deductible expense of $1,750 a year. Now that Lori has a job, she has to have better clothing and much more dry cleaning. Let's assume Lori increased her expenses here with an extra $1,200 per year, non-deductible, of course. Finally, with both spouses working, Lori wasn't in the mood to cook, somewhat akin to a lot of people's life. Thus, there were more convenience foods and more eating out. This resulted in increased food costs of a non-deductible $2,000 per year at the minimum. Add it all up, and Lori's take-home pay was a paltry $956 a year, for which she had to put up with the commute, the boss, and the corporate hassles. So, you know, it looked like taking on the extra job would have been great, but really what they should have did was taken on a business. No wonder more and more people are starting up home-based business, home business and consulting business. In fact, according to David Diarculo, there are currently an estimated 37 million working from their homes, representing a 20-fold increase over the last 10 years. What more is that the number is expected to grow by 15% annually and keep on growing. This has become and will continue to become one of the greatest mass movements in the U.S. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? This is a trend that is taking place, very popular. Why? Because of the tax deductions. If Lori started a home-based business, she would not be spending dramatically more money than she is currently spending. She would eat out anyway, go on trips, and have the same car expenses for repairs, gas, and insurance as she did before. If she has a home base or consulting business, however, many of her expenses become deductible. This concept is known as redirecting expenses. With a home base or consulting business, she can now deduct some of the expenses that she is incurring anyway. More reasons to start a home-based business. In recent years, the era of large corporate profits and economic growth come to an end. Moreover, many economists believe things won't be getting better anytime soon. Remember the American dream? You work hard for one employer, save your money, and retire with dignity and security. Today, young and middle-aged alike are realizing that that dream of having a job with a company forever is an illusion. Just pick up any national paper and you will see companies downsizing, right-sizing, and capsizing. Remember Enron and Worldcon? Finally, if this isn't bad enough, under recent tax laws, employees are shifting more than ever with limits and thresholds for their employee deductions and higher Social Security tax limits. This results in more couples working than ever before, and on many occasions working at more than one job. It is now almost impossible to have only one job in the family and make ends meet. I mean, I know people who got two and three jobs. You know, it's like a joke in some communities, you know, and they get the joke. I don't know if it's a bad taste or whatever, but, you know, people, hey, man, You don't got 13 jobs? You know what I mean? And a lot of people say, because a lot of people from the islands, they come here and they'll work 5 and 6 jobs. How do they find time to do it and sleep and eat and spend time with their family? I don't know. Finally, with both spouses away from the home most of the day, we have more children until their parents get home and less discipline in the home. And, you know, and it causes more crime because the most dangerous hours for children are the time that school bell rings at the end of the day to the time that their parents get home from work. The reason so many people are going into home-based businesses or becoming consultants rather than joining a traditional business are many. There's no commute unless you live in a really, really big house. No boss. Little if any chance of lawsuits, much less overhead, no employees, or very few employees. It is for these reasons, according to Enterprise Magazine, that 95% of home-based businesses succeed in their first year and achieve an average income of $50,250 per year, with many earning much more. I should note, in addition to all of the benefits noted above, Congress will subsidize you while you're growing your small business. If your business produces a loss in the first year or so, you can use that loss against any other income that you have. It can be used against wages earned as an employee, dividends, pensions, or interest income, or against your spouse's earnings if you file a joint return. If the tax loss exceeds all of your or your spouse's income for that year, no problem. You can carry back the loss 2 years and get a refund from the IRS and from many states for up to the last 2 years of income taxes paid, or you can carry over the loss 20 years. You read it right. You heard it right. Yes, you can offset up to 20 years of income. Example, Mike earns $50,000 in a job with the government. He starts a home-based business that guarantees a tax loss of $10,000 or only $40,000. In fact, if everyone in America who is employed full-time got a part-time business and used the strategy suggested by Mr. Bakken, each employee could easily reduce his or her taxes from $2,000 to $10,000 or more each year. If all employees and small business people applied this information, the tax bite in the U.S. would be reduced by a whopping estimated $300 billion each year. Of course, Congress would have to change the laws if this occurred. Finally, I want to note that you should not set up a business just to save taxes. Tax savings should be the icing, not the cake. Otherwise, you could run afoul of the hobby loss status. Now, okay, so it says right here that taxes should be the icing, not the cake. The cake is the business opportunity. And if you're considering a home-based travel business, that is a great opportunity to consider because now all of your travel becomes 100% tax deductible. A percentage of your home is now tax deductible because you have to have an office. I suggest that you take pictures of your office, do a layout of your house, and on that layout blueprint of your house should show all of the rooms in your house, what rooms you use for business purposes, which rooms you use exclusively for business purposes. In other words, what room do you use 100% for business, what room you might use 50% of the time for business, and so on and so on. So that way we can come up with the square footage of your house and what percentage of your house you're using for business purposes. Now, why is that important? Let's say you're using 25% of your house for business purposes. Now, what does that mean? That means 25% of your utility bills, 25% of your maintenance and upkeep, 25% of your mortgage, 25% any expense you have related to that house is now tax deductible. So let's say you have a lawn care provider that takes care of your lawn for you, and you spend, let's just throw a ballpark figure out. Let's say you spend $1,500 a year keeping up your lawn or the surroundings of your house. You're no longer beautifying your house. You're also beautifying your place of business. So that $1,500 you spend in a year, now 25% of that becomes tax deductible, where before when you did not have a home-based business, you just was beautifying your house and it was not tax deductible. So that is important to consider and understand how that works for you. Okay. So say you buy, your wife buy new drapes for the living room. Well, that is an expense that now, because it was, yeah, normally looked at a beautification expense, but because you're beautifying your place of business, then 25% of the cost of those drapes, or 25% of the cost of anything associated with your house now, if you're using 25% of your house for business purposes, is now a tax deduction. What you should do, you should have in your foyer in your house, you should have a sign-in book. Every time somebody comes past your house, I don't care if they're delivering a FedEx package, you have them sign in because they're entering the place of business. And if the FedEx package was delivered for you for business purposes, you have them sign in that sign-in book. The same way when you go to a place of business and you step in, they usually have a guest log and reason for you coming by. So it's the FedEx man, you know, hey, reason dropping off package. When he drops off the package, you're also going to give him a business card to let him know that this is a place of business and what your services are. You should capture their data. If you're real friendly, you'll be able to get their name, their cell phone number, their email address. And if you're getting involved in our travel business, you'll be able to put that information into your mobile app. Put it into your mobile app. You'll have a way to contact him or her, send them videos related to your business so that they can take a look at it and at the same time know what goods and services that you offer and how they can take advantage of it. So this is very, very important. Now remember, there's two things that you must do, and there's a couple things you must do when starting a home-based business. One, to protect your tax return, you need to work your business 4 to 5 hours a week minimum. That's the IRS rules and regulations. I share with people who I share this information with who want to partner with me that you should spend a minimum of 10 hours a week working your business. 10 hours a week. IRS says 4 to 5 hours. Show intent to earn a profit. Key word there, intent. It didn't say you had to earn a profit, but it did say you had to do something. That's why we say that 4 to 5, or as I suggest people, 10 hours a week of doing something. If no more than sharing information with 2 new people a day. Sharing information with 2 new people a day, whether you do it through Facebook, whether, you know, that's through social media, or whether you do it offline by actually engaging people as you meet people and interact with them. So that's important, to be able to show intent to earn a profit, that, hey, that this is not a hobby. This is an actual business. If you have home parties, you should have an actual home party schedule in which you have what Saturdays or whatever days you do your home parties on, when they are. You should have always take pictures of them for documentation. Take pictures of how you have the room set up for documentation. Make sure you have guest sign-in sheets for documentation, again, to be able to prove that you actually do use your home for business purposes. This is very, very important. See, if you don't document how you're using your home for business purposes and keep a log and a journal, I suggest a black composition notebook, one that you cannot tear the pages out of, as opposed to a spiral notebook. And keep your entries up to date. Make sure that every time people come by that you capture their data so that you can put them on an email list to show how you follow up with clientele. You got an email list you can send them information to, but with our company, you also get a mobile app, which is a great way to keep track of all of your contacts and also to keep track of how you communicated with all of your contacts. And that mobile app can come in handy if you ever to get audited by the IRS. You can be able to prove that intent. You say, see all of these prospects I got here in my mobile app? You got 500 prospects in your mobile app. That means you're talking to people. You're communicating with people. You're sharing information with people. And you want to be able to document that because you want to make sure you have no problem with the IRS showing that you're working your business minimum 4 to 5 hours a week. Remember, I said Satawi's rule, 10 hours a week. The IRS says 4 to 5, intent to earn a profit, and actual activity. Activity, as my wife likes to always say, income-producing activity. What is income-producing activity? Income-producing activity is following up with a prospect, inviting them to a presentation, whether it's a home presentation, a social media presentation, a Zoom presentation, a conference call presentation, inviting them to something so that they can get the information. Then following up with them after they reviewed the information to find out what did they like best about what you shared with them. This process for managing and dealing with your home-based business. Okay. Here's a couple of things I want to summarize here for you. Job prospects are declining and will continue to do so. You will never get rich unless you get your tax affairs down to the legal minimum. No, the legal minimum can be zero. That's right. You don't have to pay any taxes. We know that to be true because we have a president who, however he's able to do it, he had his taxes down to the legal minimum, which was zero in his case, so he paid no taxes. He had lawyers that helped him be able to do that, and I'm assuming they got it structured right. I don't know because I haven't seen his tax return, so I can't speak totally on it, but I do understand that Mr. Trump tries to make sure that he taxes his legal minimum for him is zero. And then you probably say, well, if he's a billionaire, how he pays zero taxes? It's the way the tax laws are set up. Remember, the tax laws are set up for employees and employers. When you start a home-based business, you become an employer, even if you're no more than employing yourself, your spouse, or your children. Always remember that there are two tax systems in the country, one for employees and one for small business consultants and home-based businesses. Everyone should have a home-based business immediately. Immediately. Yes, immediately you have a home-based business. And in our company, you have three different ways that you can acquire one of our products and start your home-based business. You have three different levels. You can come in at the travel agent level, the Voitex Plus, or the Voitex Platinum. For those that were invited to this, to listen to this podcast from someone from Surge 365. So you need to get that business started so that you can begin to structure change in your taxes. And if you need help once you get your business started of how and what you need to do to structure your taxes correctly, you can always give me a call at 252-458-3712. I'll repeat that number again, 252-458-3712. You also can visit www.theTAXTAX Helper Weebly.com. I'll repeat the website one more time. You can go to www.theTAXTAX Helper Weebly. www.tyly.com. And you can find out more information about our tax services. Also, there's a video on that website with Mr. Sandy Bakken talking about the advantages that we just went through in terms of this first chapter of his book, that you'd have to be brain dead not to start a home-based business. And I'm going to do right now, as I get ready to wrap up and close out, I'm just going to give you a profile of some of my clientele, and without calling out their names or their location. I have one client who has season tickets to NFL football game. And so every Sunday when they go to the game, they go with their entourage. They go out to eat first. They go out to dinner and they eat. So they drop anywhere from $75 to $100 when they go out to eat. They got their entourage with them. And then they go to the game. And they got season tickets. And they're out to the game. You know, they got the nachos, the pretzels, the hot dogs, the beer, the popcorn, money they spend at the game. Then when they leave the game, they go to the club. This is their Sunday outings. This is what they do on Sunday. Sunday is football for them, dinner, and going out to the club afterwards. So with their tickets, the money they spend at the game, going out to dinner, they easily drop $300 to $400 to sometimes $500 per Sunday, times 8 Sundays, because there's 8 home games in the NFL season. So 8 times the 300 minimum, that's a $2,400 tax deduction. You say, well, how is that a tax deduction? As long as they share their business people during that process. Sharing the business could be giving somebody a business card and just, you know, striking up a small conversation and letting them know, hey, in this case, in the travel business, hey, you know, I'm in the travel business. If you ever need to save on your travel, here's my card. Let me get your name and number, and I could possibly be able to show you some ways that you could save some money. You don't do a presentation then. You just want to get their information. You shared your business with them. That qualifies that time you spent eating out, going to the football game, and going to the club. That qualifies as activity that allows you to write off that experience. As long as you share something about your business within a 24-hour period of time with someone doing that that exchange, then you can write that off. The same with if you get together with 5 people, y'all go to New York and y'all go to Broadway to go to a play. As long as within that 24-hour period of time, you share something them about your business and say you bought all of the tickets because, you know, you got a discounted site where you're able to buy tickets at a discount, and so you treated your friends to go and see the Lion King or something, and you're able to write that off on your taxes. So that's huge. That's huge. Also, if you have more than one business, I have a client that has 2 home-based businesses, so they're able to write off their mortgage 3 times. You say, how are they able to write their mortgage off 3 times? They write it off, one, on their Schedule A, their itemized deductions, which you're able to do anyway. 2, they write it off on Form 8829, business use of home for each business. So that's 2 more times. And they got 2 Schedule Cs, one for each business. And so they're able to write each business off and thus enabling them to get a larger tax return because of their business loss. So I would suggest before you make your final decision, definitely get in touch with me so that we can talk about whatever your past tax experiences have been, so that we can see what your future tax experiences can be. You know, that way you can get a professional analysis of your tax situation so that we can make sure that we're steering you in the right direction. Because 90 to 95% of the time, having a home-based business will help you save on your taxes. Now, if you're already getting something like earned income credit because you have children and you got, you know, you don't have a large income, so you get earned income credit, then having a home-based business might not help you get an extra large tax return, but it will help you be able to earn additional income. So each person's tax situation is different, and that's why I suggest before you make your final decision, consult with a tax professional. You can give me a call at 252-458-3712. That's Baba, B-A-B-A, Jahi, J-A-H-I, 252-458-3712, and I can help analyze your previous tax situation to be able to determine what your future tax situation could be like by having a home-based business. Okay, that's going to wrap me up for this morning. And I want everybody for tuning in. And remember, Mr. Sandy Bakken said, why you should be brain dead not to start a home-based business. Because if you don't already have one, you need one. So, hey, with all that's going on today in the world, make sure you take advantage of the home-based business tax laws and get started. Every day that you start, don't. It's like throwing a $20 bill out the window. Yes, because the average person can save anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000 per year. What would an extra $2,000 to $10,000 look like for you come February? I didn't say come September of next year, come February. That's the kind of decision we're talking about, making the right decision for those that qualify. Again, I need to say that they qualify because everyone's not going to qualify. As I said, if you already earn income credit, you know, and your income hasn't changed that much from your situation, and you know, you're not going to see that extra $2,000 to $10,000. But if you or those people that's in that tax bracket where you're earning $50,000 to $75,000 a year and you have no tax shelters, you need a home-based business. You definitely need one. So until next time, God bless you. All of those tuning in hurricane-affected areas, we pray for your safety. We pray that you'll be okay, whether you was able to evacuate or weren't able to evacuate. It's just easy, as people say, just get up and leave. You know, I understand. I know what it's like. I went through Hurricane Katrina, and my family, you know, we was able to get out the day before the storm. We had to catch a taxi cab to Baton Rouge. A 90-minute drive took us 12 hours. Fortunately, there was one gas station along the way where we was able to refill, and it was a madhouse. That place will be past people going up the road who ran out of gas, was on the side of the highway, don't know what happened to them. We couldn't stop. So it's not always, it's just cut and dry. Just, why them people ain't left yet? You don't know what people's circumstance or situation is. A friend of mine did not get out of New Orleans because she has an SUV. Storm came at the end of the month, worst time in an impoverished community. There's no cash flow. People don't have the government assistance checks or the food stamps and other stuff like that. She said she had $50, and she knew $50 was not going to be enough gas with them long lines on the highway to get her where she needed to go. So she didn't leave. Had two children. Fortunately, they was able to survive. They had to get cut. They had to take and cut through their roof so that they could get them out of their house. So for those of you who saying, I don't know why them people ain't left and all of that, you need to understand their circumstance and their situation. The same way I understand people's circumstance and situation about starting or not starting a home-based business. So I hope this information has been helpful to you. And again, we're praying for people out there who's in the storm-affected areas. God bless you, and may you find the best way to get to safety. Till next time, thank you for tuning in to Home-Based Business 101. Sunday morning gospel to working from home. This has been Baba Jahi, your host. And until our next broadcast, take care and God bless.